All right, it's 8.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back. Hour number three of the program. Jeff Kennedy, Monica Burris with you to nine. John Cannon will join us at the bottom of the hour, and Dave Zorn will step in as well. But right now, we want to turn our attention to our community cafe. It's brought to you by the City of Flagstaff, and we're joined in studio by Chris Jackson. He is the Chief of External Affairs and Partnerships for the American Conservation Experience. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you.
You have got a fascinating story. So we only have about 10 minutes. So give us kind of the abbreviated version of it. We hear your accent, you know, where you're from, how you got here, and, you know, how you got up here to Northern Arizona.
Yeah, I'll try and keep it brief because I can talk quite a lot. So I grew up in England, family's from there, and I had the opportunity after finishing university to my background and degree is in natural resource management. I came out on a work visa to work for the U.S. Forest Service in Oregon in the Columbia River Gorge. And that visa ended up expiring, and I ended up staying in the U.S. and moving around, working, moved down to Arizona, worked for the city of Phoenix for a number of years, then up to Oregon to work for Oregon State University in the College of Forestry, and then I moved into the nonprofit world, working in conservation cause. And that took me from Seattle and then back east, where I spent a lot of years in Washington, D.C., doing the external affairs work that I do now, which is working on congressional relationships, working with our federal agency leadership to help promote conservation core work, which is engaging young people in conservation work with our public lands agencies. And sort of that leads into why I'm here at ACE, American Conservation Experience.
Okay, so what exactly is ACE? And I've been on your website, I've kind of looked around, and it's really fascinating, the work that you do, but it seems like it's kind of somehow at least under the radar a little bit to some degree. Is that true or?
Yeah, you know, we're a conservation corps. So we're one of many conservation corps around the country. Collectively, there's about 20,000 young people, and young people being 18 to 35 years of age, participating in conservation work with public lands. And ACE was formed here in Flagstaff in 2004. Our mission is an organization dedicated to rewarding environmental service opportunities for young adults and emerging professionals. And so the other side of that is helping our public land management agencies, Forest Service, National Park Service, Fish and Wildlife, BLM, just to name a few, for that, you know, rewarding conservation work, providing that public service, and providing opportunities for young people who are interested in that as a career. And ACE is the pathway and the bridge to that. So there's sort of three parts to that. We can't do the work without recruiting high-quality young people who are dedicated to that mission.
Yeah.
We support our federal agencies because we do the work on the land, and then we're sort of that bridge in there supporting that work, just pulling all of that together.
Chris Jackson, he's the Chief of External Affairs and Partnerships, American Conservation Experience. So within this partnership, and I want to get to, you know, how many people in Northern Arizona, how many people in Flagstaff are in your program, but it would seem to me that with the organizations that you work with, you know, Bureau of Land Management and Department of Forestry, you're actually helping them develop their future leaders and helping them almost with the recruitment
absolutely.
Process.
Absolutely.
Right?
That is, you know, that is like the critical part of what we do. Like, we do really good work online. So right here in Flagstaff, we do a lot in the Grand Canyon. We do work on the trails, restoration projects, invasive species management. We were part of the Four Fry Initiative, the Four Forest Restoration Initiative here in Northern Arizona. But yeah, the part of what it is we are that bridge of, under our agreements with the agencies, we have the ability for the young people who are interested in this as a career to come to our organization, do a required number of service hours, and under the authorities we have, they have a preferential hiring or a direct hire pathway into the federal agencies. Mm-hmm. So our federal agencies look to us to help meet all of their requirements. So, you know, the big hiring needs that they're pushing for right now to fill their vacant positions, to help with their diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives that they have, they look to us as an organization as a solution to some of those problems that they're facing.
As that bridge, and the more of these organizations that I talk to, they all have one problem right now, and that's they just don't have enough recruits. They just don't have enough people in the pipeline. So that comes back. Number one, I want to discuss the why. And then what is your message, or how is your message different to get more people, more of these, you know, NAU students to be interested in conservation or interested in going to work for some of these agencies?
Yeah, I you know, we don't only work with federal agencies. There's a lot of other organizations we work with, nonprofits, cities, counties. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a vast variety of partners that we serve. I think on the federal agency side, we just know some of their hiring practices have been stalled. There's been, you know, freezes on hiring. So they're always playing catch up to do that. Mm-hmm. We know that there's a lot of young people who are interested in this as a career. They're passionate about what it, the work that we do. Again, that's that mission part of what we do. It's really appealing. And the work that we do is transformational in people's careers. Ideally, they move into a career, but we know there's barriers. Well, we work with our federal agencies all the time to help resolve some of those, help provide the pathway for our members to move into those agencies. But we would be happy if people come through our program, don't pursue a career in conservation, but they have that conservation ethic in how they live their life, how they participate in their community. And that, you know, to us, there's a rewarding aspect of what they do, not just the career pathway we have.
So. Well, absolutely, because then they're taking ownership, you know,
right,
in their community and its trails and its roads and all right of those other things that matter. So how many young people here in Arizona? And what did you say it was? 18 to 35 is what?
18 to 35 okay is predominantly our sort of age range. Okay. And that's based on sort of the federal guidelines for what they class as youth and young adults. ACE, you know, we started in Flagstaff in 2004. We have expanded. We're a national organization now. We have offices in Sacramento, Ridgecrest, California, Asheville, North Carolina, Salt Lake City. Like, we've expanded. So we work in all 50 states. We work in the U.S. territories. But our founding and our hub here is in Flagstaff. Yeah. I think right now we're probably around 1,500 members. Mm-hmm. My number's probably a little average and sort of hazy
close,
there,
yeah,
but
yeah,
close
yeah
enough.
Yeah.
It varies, but we're about 1,500 members a year participating in our programs, both on a crew side where they work as a team going out for multiple weeks, or on an individual placement. So this is the Emerging Professionals Program. Over the 20 years, we're entering our 20th year coming up this month, we've had about 8,000 participants come through ACE programming.
Yeah.
So it's a significant amount.
So what does that typical day look like? You know, when you're out in the field, you're talking about being out in the field. What's that typical experience?
Oh gosh, that's real. Yeah, it's so varied in what we do. It really isn't. It depends on the project.
Okay.
So internships is what you would expect. That's an individual embedded with an agency working side by side with the professionals in that organization. So that's a very rewarding. Those members have typically been in school, they've got their degree in that field,
yeah,
and that's what they're looking to do. On the crew side, that's a little bit different. Here in Flagstaff, we have property that we own. Mm-hmm. Our members live together, they work together, they go out on a hitch. So they'll go out to a project site in and around sort of this geographic area within a radius from Flagstaff. They'll go out for an 8-day hitch, and depending on what they're doing, they're building trail, they're moving rocks, they're pulling invasive species. There's a lot of things that we do. And then after that hitch, they come back to Flagstaff, they do their de-rigging, they unpack everything, they clean all the materials. Then they have a few days off here in Flagstaff where they have housing.
Mm-hmm.
That's their sort of recuperation and rest, and it's a recreation time. And then they start to do their rigging again 4 days later and head out again in the field.
Yeah, cool.
And they may go back to the same project, they may go to a different project.
Yeah. American Conservation Experience is the organization. If you're sitting and you're by your computer, just go ahead and pull this up. I think that this is one of those organizations we need to know more about. So let's talk a little bit about the future of your work, maybe fundraisers, how we can get involved and help to support you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, our work it's always going to be relevant. The agencies are always going to need people to do the work. We're always going to be there as an organization to serve young people who are interested in this work. Mm-hmm. It's a fun thing to do, but it's also a rewarding career path that people take. ACE is entering, I say this month is sort of the kickoff. We're launching our 20th anniversary, mm-hmm, which is a significant milestone for us. So over the next year, we're going to be doing a series of activities to celebrate the 20th. We're not just going to have it's our 20th birthday,
yeah,
but how do we celebrate that through the year? We're launching that at our fall board meeting that we're hosting in Sacramento late September. But throughout the year, we're going to be doing a series of activities and events. We'll, you know, follow us on social media for mm-hmm those, you know, for what that is and how you can support that. We're a nonprofit organization. We're always looking for people to participate in our programs, but then we're always looking for additional support. So we're launching with this 20th campaign. We've never done a lot of fundraising or donor engagement, but we are looking to try to build the support for an organization like ACE. We're funded by federal public dollars. So they go to our direct funding, the programs mm-hmm. that we run. It doesn't give us a lot of leeway to do the things that an organization like ours is looking to do, supporting members with, you know, boots to go in the field, sure. with gear, with tents, with professional development, with trainings. There's some of those things that we can't spend our dollars on that we're looking to do differently. And how do we do that differently? It's through additional support from foundations and individual donations.
Absolutely. All right. The organization is American Conservation Experience, ACE for short. Check it out. I think this is one of those that you would be very interested in at least learning more about and possibly supporting. Chris, really appreciate your time today. Anything else? Did we miss anything that's important?
I think that we've covered a lot there, and there's a lot more to cover. So I say if there are questions and people are interested, as you said, go to the website. There's a lot of information. It really shows the work we do. And my contact details are on there. And if anyone is looking for more information, please reach out to me.
Sounds good.
I'm happy to have a conversation.
Look forward to having you back again.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the time.
All right. We'll come back with the mind of Monica before we get into ABC News. This is a legend, 93.5 AM 930.